Friday here on Issues Etc. That means we're trying to pack an awful lot into 2 hours. We're going to start out with the Issues Etc. listener comment line coming up in about a half hour. Little Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We had a runaway winner last week on Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'll see whether or not we can spread out the votes, or it's all going to get bunched up on one. Four great soundbites coming up here in a half hour. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. You can join us for the next 2 hours of the program. Our toll-free number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. We are coming to live this Friday, and it's the 25th? 4th? What is it? It's the 25th of July. The days all run together for me, especially working on Fridays now. Although soundbites coming up, we're going to have a soundbite from Bishop Keith Ackerman reporting from Lambeth on the very peculiar mindset, the sociological mindset of many of the bishops in the Episcopal Church USA. A soundbite from Dr. David Menton on the book of Genesis and the gospel. A soundbite from a little bit earlier this week when we played Stupid Pastor Tricks, and then Father Richard John Newhouse on the term reproductive choice. That's all coming up here in about a half hour on Issues Etc. Then let's see, in the second hour of the program, after listener comment line and soundbite of the week, Pastor Will Whedon will be our guest. We'll talk about St. James the Apostle. He's remembered this day by the church. And then we'll round off the program. Joe Dallas will be our guest of Genesis Counseling. We'll respond to pro-gay theology. The arguments are now pretty much out there in the atmosphere for gay marriage, same-sex unions, gay clergy, gay bishops, you name it. We'll respond to those arguments. You can respond as well with questions or comments, 1-877-623-MYIE, or email us here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. The way Issues Etc. listener comment line works is you call, it's a simple number, and it's open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-618-223-8384. That's the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 1-618-223-8384. You call that and you can leave a comment. It can be complimentary. It can be critical. It can be anything. You can be offering a suggestion for a show or asking a question. The Issues Etc. listener comment line is for all of those things. And as we accumulate those listener comments, we like to play them for you and let you respond as well, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Our first listener comment comes from a caller in Texas. Wanted to talk a little bit about yesterday's live stream, about the internet listenership.
Hey, Jeff, I didn't get half of the program. The live 365 player says it's an error, broadcast unavailable. Crossboro 33 is not broadcasting on our system at the moment. Please try again later. I tried during the last half hour and couldn't get anything.
All right, Jeff, explain what happened yesterday to the live stream, which is the way that we send our signal to Pirate Christian Radio. Was it our problem? Was it Pirate's problem? What was happening?
No, they had a server problem at Pirate Christian Radio. Pirate Christian Radio, of course, runs the show live, and they do run it a couple times overnight, I think, at different times of the day. But it was they had a server problem at Pirate Christian Radio out in California. And it happened about halfway between the first hour interview with Brian Wolfmiller on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. What do you
really
think?
Really?
Yeah.
Something going on there. Or maybe just a technical glitch at Pirate. We'll see. Well, it's fixed now, and I think the stream is working. But the problem was not our end. I was watching the stream roll beautifully along. Old Man River, I like to call it. Old Man River. The Issues Etc. internet stream. So for those of you who missed out on the program, if you go to the on-demand section of our website, issuesetc.org, the audio's there. You can listen again on demand. And for our live listeners, it's glad to have you listening yet again. Here's another listener commenting on one of the other technical aspects of the show, our new bump music.
Hi, Todd and Jeff. I love your new bump music, and I'm wondering if you chose this song because the lyrics reflect your experience the last few months, or if you simply like the music itself. Either way, it was a great choice, and we're happy to have you back on the air.
All right, Jeff, I don't even think you know the name of the bump music that we play. You're the producer of this program, but I'm pretty sure you don't even know the name of that song.
I don't have a teenage daughter, so I'm not into the pop music scene like you are. But I do know this. Wilkin said, well, I downloaded this, there's a possibility for bump music. And it, right away, did I not tell you? I said, that's our theme music right there.
Oh, yeah. I stole it from the folks at Apple who decided that it would be really smart to sell iTunes on their television commercials by playing a little bit of – they actually made a little mini 30-second video. The group's called Coldplay, and the song's called Viva La Vida. It's the title track off of their latest album. And if you've seen the commercial, there's a guy beating a drum, and it's all very colorful, and it's amazing. And the song, I thought to myself, you know, that song has a certain quality to it. And after fiddling around with it a little bit, the Issues, Etc. bump music was born. You might notice in the next 2 hours that there's more of that bump music. We've tried to expand that a little bit, the same theme, but I've actually added an acoustic version that I came across last night from a very small independent band who did an acoustic version of the same song. And so we've got a little extra bump music in there. If you liked it to begin with, you'll like more of it. And you had something to say, Jeff?
Well, I was just going to give a little inside the media.
Oh, please do.
Expertise that actually Craig, the board op, gave me. Because, you know, I've never had an original thought.
Yeah, I know that.
But bump music, you don't want something that everybody recognizes right away, and so that they're singing the lyrics to the song.
No.
And they're not paying attention to what
right.
the host is saying. Okay, so you don't want that for bump music. You don't want something too hot.
Especially against my voice.
Against your voice, you don't want something really hot unless you've got, you know, like Michael Savage or, you know, that those kind of pipes. And it might not fit the tenor of the show that day either. And you don't want something really slow either. So I think this was the perfect bump music, and hats off to you.
Well, thank you. I mean, I just happened to stumble upon it. About 99% of what I suggest to Jeff gets shot down. So for him to say that this one little splash of insight was good really isn't saying much, to tell you the truth. Most of my ideas, I have lots of ideas, original ideas. They're just not any good. Here's another caller to the Issues Etc. listener comment line with some thoughts about Issues Etc.
I used to suffer with a severe case of itching ears until I discovered Issues Etc. Thank you, gentlemen, for this wonderful product.
Well, thank you very much. Itching ears, I like that, a severe case of itching ears. I think a reference to St. Paul's warning that there will come a time, maybe it might be Peter, who one of the apostles warns us that a time will come when men will gather around for themselves a great number of teachers who will tell them what their itching ears want to hear. We're glad not to be scratching any itching ears out there. Thank you very much. Here's a listener with a question about Issues Etc.'s cancellation petition.
This is Paul in Milwaukee on July 17th. I thank God that you're back on the air, albeit 10 hours versus the old 14 or so. Give or take the winter vagaries. I suppose that's due to economics. My call is about the petition, for which you were thankful, the petition to put Issues back on the air. Petitions are delivered to someone or something, and although I realize it wasn't your petition and you aren't directly responsible for it, I wonder if it was eventually delivered. If so, to whom and what the reaction to it was. Also, I wondered whether the petition is now closed or someone still sign on to it, albeit you have committed yourself to circumstances that aren't covered in the petition itself. Thanks for consideration.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. Okay, the two questions. Was the petition ever delivered to anyone? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think I had heard at one point that someone was going to gather the petition. It was at the time at about 5,000 names. I don't know how far it's gone since then. I think upward of 7,500 names. That someone was going to gather them all up and deliver them to the powers that be at the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. I don't know if it was ever done. His second question was whether or not the petition is closed. I don't know. I don't think it is. Jen Velasquez is the one who started that petition. We, you know, found it like everybody else found it. And thanks to her for doing that, by the way. Thanks to everybody who signed it, by the way. But I don't think the thing has ever been officially closed. I don't know. Maybe it will just stay there, linger there on the internet for all time and eternity. You know, occasionally picking up an extra signature there.
I think we can get over 7,600. I just checked it out now. It's 7,587.
7,587 to bring Issues Etc. back? I don't know, it's hard to get people to sign a petition to bring something back that's come back. But, you know, I noticed that there were a fair number of signatures after the show actually returned and we announced the return of the show. And I don't know if they were simply kind of getting their signatures in at the last minute, figuring if I'm going to sign it, I better sign it now. But I don't know, whatever Jen Belasco wants to do with the petition, she can leave it up forever as far as I'm concerned.
We can't say, again, thanks enough for Jen for the wisdom and insight to post that petition online.
And everybody who signed it. I mean, we thank people during the breaks, and we're going to continue to do that until we get every last name on there. Although I've noticed that a certain Pastor Jeffrey Cuttis, whom I know personally, seems to have signed an awful lot, at least in the last batch of names we've been doing. We've had to jump him a couple times. So I don't know how many names. Someday someone will sit down and figure it out. My mom printed the entire petition for us, which we need to thank her for that, because otherwise it would make it much harder for us to read the petition names in those thank spots that we've been doing. 1-877-623-MYIE. We're listening to some of our comments from our Issues Etc. listener comment line. 1-877-623-MYIE, or email us here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. More Issues Etc. listener comment line after this. That's not the way it feels. Operator, what could you help me place? Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, look for the sponsors section at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
New technology, old theology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Bill Slyke, Pastor Robert Catherwood, Anthony Julian, Carrie Davis, Pastor David Kent, Pastor Timothy Landscraner, Myra Farrell, Pastor Jeffrey Grams, Pastor Carl Weber, and Pastor Eric Brown. Thanks for your support.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click On Demand Audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Getting some of our comments from the Issues Etc. listener comment line this Friday on the program. Monday, weekly communion. Communion every Lord's Day, the historic practice of the church, by the way, all the way back to the time of the apostles. By the time we get to the era of the Reformation, we have Luther and others practicing communion not just weekly, but sometimes several times a week. What did they know that we don't know? What did they realize that we don't realize? We'll talk about that Monday on the program with Dr. Ken Weeding. He's written a book about that, by the way. Back to the Issues Etc. listener comment line. Here's a caller with a show suggestion.
Hi, this is Gary from Canada calling. I would just encourage you for a show topic to consider dealing with the fact that Henry Morgenthaler is receiving the Order of Canada and perhaps some of the plight of Lutherans for Life in Canada. Thank you very much.
Jeff, do you know who Harry Morgenthaler is? The name doesn't ring a bell with me. We need to look into that.
Remember I said a couple times before the show, I asked you, I said, we got to look into who Harry Morgenthaler is. Typical Americans. You know, he's probably up in Canada.
He's probably some great pro-life hero that we don't know because he's a Canuck.
But, you know, we don't know anything that exists outside of our own borders, and I plead guilty to that, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, the only Canadian I know is Tom Baker.
Yeah.
But I think I don't think they're giving him any awards up in Canada.
Does Pastor Baker, does he have dual citizenship? That's what I want to know.
I think he's a citizen of no country. I think he's a man without a country.
He's a citizen of Tom Baker.
Yeah, he's a free-floating entity.
How did Tom Baker get Louise Baker? That's what I want to know.
That is a mystery that will never be solved by the human mind, especially by Tom's human mind. It won't, but who knows? A real sweetheart, too.
Lutherans for Life in Canada. We got to connect with them.
We'll look into it and see.
We are worldwide, after all.
That's right. Global. Spanning the globe to bring you a constant, non-changing theology. No variety whatsoever. I hear Jeff tapping in there. He must be trying to tell me something.
I'm giving you the lead into the next comment.
All right, thank you. Well, in the meantime, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Boy, you can tell it's Friday. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. We're listening to some comments from the Issues Etc. listener comment line. Here's a pastor with how he listens. Hey, kill your mic, please. He's a pastor. Here's a pastor with how he listens to Issues Etc.
Hello, this is Pastor Mark Freiberg, Sr., serving the Missouri Synod congregation in Southwest Indiana. Two things that I thought I'd bring up. First of all, you've made reference in your new program to the new technology and the old theology, I think is one of the ways you put it. Ironically, I kind of find myself using both old and new technology. I don't know how many people do this, perhaps I'm one of the few, maybe the only one, but I do download your program on demand, but I don't have an iPod. What I do is I record the program onto audio cassettes. I run a line out of my CPU into an audio cassette recorder. And then since I am in a rural area, I do have to travel quite a bit in order to visit shut-in parishioners. So I'll listen to the program via the audio cassettes in my car. Can't imagine that I'm going to do that indefinitely, but at least for now, that combination of current as well as dying technology works for me. Also, as I remember in your previous inception of Issues Etc. at KFUO, you would periodically use sound bites from the Religion and Ethics News Weekly program on public television. I wondered if you considered using perhaps sound bites from the radio version of that show, I suppose it might be on NPR, called Speaking of Faith. I try to listen to that every once in a while. It certainly is a program that seems to take a universalistic approach to God and faith. But perhaps there would be, as you say, some fodder from that program as well for your broadcast. Thank you.
Well, I found a fellow fan of Speaking of Faith. The problem with Speaking of Faith is not that it is not a very decent program. It's that, generally speaking, when it deals with PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly does this in a news way. It covers religion in terms of its newsworthiness. PBS Religion and Ethics News Weekly is something that we still use here on Issues Etc. whenever we can. Speaking of Faith, that program on National Public Radio is not so much newsy as it is bringing people on to kind of talk about their views. And we could use some of it, but some of it would require so much response, we would hardly get through a segment of it. But if you want kind of a horse's mouth perspective on the religious leaders of the day, it's a great program. It really is. And thank you very much.
What do you think about how he listens?
Well, it seems a kind of it's. I mean, you make do with
what
you have.
That's Craig laughing, folks. Yeah. It's not me laughing. Yeah. Just so you know.
You make do with what you have. I mean, if what you've got is a computer to download the audio, and the only way to carry it out of your computer is to dub it onto this very old technology of magnetic tape, I mean, wax reels, whatever it takes, as far as I'm concerned, as long as people are listening on demand, I'm happy with that. I think he will discover when he eventually, you know, brings the other into that listening process into the 21st century. And listen however you can, folks. when he, I mean, if you want to put
live
a,
on demand, we don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Unlike LC-MIS Inc., every listener is an important listener at LPR.
That's right.
Because if you're listening on demand, you're insignificant to LC-MIS Inc.
That's true. Only the live listeners count over there. But if you're listening on demand or live, it doesn't make any difference to us. A listener is a listener, no matter how small, or no matter how distant, no matter how they listen. I think he will discover when he actually is able to listen and carry it with him via the modern technology, that it's not that different, really. I mean, it really isn't. It may be a little quicker, but it's not that different.
Before he gets an iPod or an MP3 player, how about the fine folks at that parish give him a new phone? Pastor Freiberg, a new phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a suggestion. Why don't you call the secretary over there and see to that? All right? 1-877-623-MY-IE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a listener with a response to our show last week on population control.
Hey, guys. This is Drew. I was just thinking about the population control. I was listening to your program, and it occurred to me that if I was living in China or India, the smart thing to do financially would be to breed as many girls as you could because of the shortfall, because you can sell them. I mean, they would be a product. I know that's a bad way of looking at it, but aren't we back to the dowry at this point? Aren't we back to all these old things that we were trying to get rid of, and are we creating that? Okay, anyway, just some thoughts. Take care. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Well, it is kind of a morbid way of thinking about it. I agree, Drew, but and I'm sure that there are many in China who probably thought of that already. Sad to say. I mean, the saddest part about the whole population control issue in China is when you're limited to the number of children you can have, and boys are considered to be more lucrative, better for your long-term net worth than girls, then the girls are expendable, and I mean literally expendable, through selective abortion, through exposure, through just sending them off to orphanages, through abandonment. It's one of the bitter fruits of population control. Next, some comments on a recent interview with Dr. Richard Stuckwish when we were talking about the Council of Ephesus recently on the program.
This is Paul in Milwaukee on July 17th. I'm calling about the segment in today's broadcast on which Dr. Richard Stuckwish spoke. I learned from it. He is certainly a veteran of the program, knowledgeable and articulate man. I wonder if you or others experienced dropping off of his voice, especially at the end of sentences, speeding up the voice and or speeding up of the voice at the same time. It was somewhat difficult for my ears to pick up all that he said. Also, regarding the same broadcast, I think the two heresies were discussed as indicated in the introduction, but I didn't catch what the positive teaching was that the Council of Ephesus articulated. Did I miss something? Thanks for listening.
Well, the positive teaching that the Council of Ephesus articulated was that it affirmed that Mary, the Virgin Mary, is in fact and can be properly referred to as the God-bearer, Theotokos, Mother of God. That was the positive teaching. That was done in response to the heresies that were being condemned, which were Nestorianism and Pelagianism, but Nestorianism in particular. But it was a positive teaching saying that this council simply said, we can recognize the Virgin Mary to be the Mother of God, not because Mary is something special, but because the child she bore is fully God and fully man. Therefore, since there are two natures in one Christ, two natures in one Christ, we cannot split Jesus into his divine and human natures. We must refer to Mary as the Mother of God. That was the positive teaching. Now, we had some comments from another listener, which we don't have time to get to today. They were rather extensive. We want to take full time to respond to them on the issue of dispensationalism. We will do that at a later broadcast when we come back from this break. it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Friday, July the 25th. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. When we play Soundbite of the Week, we play four soundbites for you. We're going to have one from Bishop Keith Ackerman on the sociology over theology in his church. Dr. David Manton on the Gospels and Genesis. Stupid Pastor Tricks. And Father Richard John Newhouse on the term reproductive choice. We'll play Soundbite of the Week right after this. Get ready to call.
We're not funded by LCMS, Inc. You're listening to Issues Etc.